every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Time once again for On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producer, Corey Marino. But the stars of our shows, the guys that are going to stay on point and give you all the information. Number 15 from the Los Angeles Rams, the legendary Vince Ferragamo of so many great seasons, so many great teams, Super Bowl 14. And along with him on his side is good old number 78, the Energizer Bunny, we call him, Jackie Slater. Played 20 years with the Rams, and I'm telling you, he's a Hall of Famer extraordinaire. Vince, Jackie, welcome to your show.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Great to be on. You know, I've got all my Christmas lights up, finally.
It's about time.
I'm done. I'm ready.
Jackie, how are you coming on your Christmas lights?
I got my Christmas lights up, but mine was as near a chore as Vince's was.
Well, how so?
Well, Vince's, you got to
set after set.
You got to put lights up for a block. At his house.
Hey, Jack, you know, I have those stringers that
well,
connect.
Long.
You know, they connect to each other. You can only put four strings to one set.
Very and important, Vince.
I had to replace a fuse. So I replaced the fuse on one set. They're so old, right?
Yeah.
They're incandescent lights.
Yeah.
Now, all they have the LED lights now, right, Mike?
Right.
But now I have the old set. It went out. So I went back and I put a new fuse in. But you know what it was? It was the connection. It was loose. I had to just get it just Vince right. Now they all work.
Vince has so many lights at his house that all of his neighbors can turn off their outside lights because he lights up the neighborhood full block around.
You got to know where you're at. You know?
I wanted to decorate a tree in my front yard, and so it was tall, and I knew a guy with a bucket truck, and he didn't bring it out. He just threw the lights up there, and I told him, I said, now only 5 strands per plug-in.
That's right.
And I think he's struggling like 10 because it used to be blown fuses. I'd have to crawl up there on my rear end, skid up there in the on the side of the bank and put a new fuse in, and then it would blow out again.
Wow.
So finally I had to disconnect it and hook them up. Very important, everybody.
Yeah.
No more than 5 strands.
You got to change it up, Mike.
I thought it was
change
more.
Things around.
Yeah. All right, that's our show. And that great point. Thank you, Vince, for bringing that up. Maybe it was Jackie. We'll be back next week with more information on how to open Christmas gifts. That'll be good. No, we got a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Weeks are getting down here to the, I'm telling you, it's getting down to the wire. And we got to look at last week's games and this week's games. So get ready to email us. And don't forget to get some cheese, please. Harmony Cheese is our sponsor. What better at Alaska cheese than Harmony Cheese? What better cheese than anywhere than HarmonyCheese.com? Go order some up. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I expect you chomping down on some Harmony Cheese. Get the Parmesan. Get the Abergele. Get your favorite. And we'll be here on Point Live. Our email, onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back. Foodies, listen up. What's better than discovering your next flavor obsession? How about discovering it with cheeses that speak your language? At HarmonyCheese.com, we don't just make cheese. We compose edible symphonies. Crafted in Wisconsin, our cheeses are rich, creamy, and unforgettable. From the buttery brilliance of Abergele to the bold bite of our Alpine Reserve, every taste tells a story. Even On Point Live's Jackie Slater calls our Abergele a game changer for snack time. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat. 10% off your first order at HarmonyCheese.com. Use the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. So go ahead, elevate your next dinner party or just indulge in a solo snack session. And with the holidays near, our gift boxes are wrapped, ready, and foodie approved. Go to HarmonyCheese.com. Mention CRNTALK. HarmonyCheese.com.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 1-800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618, and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618 right now to schedule your vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now. This advertisement is paid for by Heritage for the Blind.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Welcome back.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
It's On Point
jingle
Live.
Jingle bells chime and jingle
in a relaxing
bell
Christmas
night,
holiday
dancing
moment.
And prancing.
Like in the chorus, Vince Ferragamo, star of the show.
In the frosty air.
Tinkling the sleigh bells, Jackie Slater, ladies and gentlemen. Good job, Jackie.
I like that guitar, those slides. And Jackie is making some
Bobby Helms.
Good music. Corey, that's the best part of the show right there.
Yeah,
that's good.
Nice.
No, don't say that. We got a lot to talk about here. Now, first off, I wasn't kidding about Harmony Cheese because Christmas time is coming up. People are starting to get panicked on what to give. They have put together some cheese packs. You get 10% off if you put down CRN Talk when you leave the website. Now, this is a website, harmonycheese.com. Whatever your cheese preferences are, you can build your own. They've got some already built for you. They can mail them out anywhere in the country. A person opens it up and they go like, cheese. I mean, who doesn't love great cheese? You got holiday parties coming up, New Year's parties. Take the most advantage of the greatest cheese around. It's from Wisconsin, the home of great cheese. Am I right, Vince? You love Wisconsin. You
absolutely
played there Green Bay Packers, for God's sakes, and almost didn't leave.
Without a doubt, Mike, that's the best cheese around. And, you know, you talked about the holiday season coming up with this charcuterie board, Jackie Lowe's cheese. And
definitely.
How about all the festive occasions we've got coming up, too? You got Valentine's Day. You've got the Super Bowl. People are already calling me. They want us to show up, Jackie, for these Super Bowl parties, and they need some cheese. Guess what the cheese they're going to get? They didn't get Harmony Cheese.
Right.
That's for sure.
You better get it. Now, Jackie, you wanted to get traded there, and this was a story unreported. But no. You wanted to spend all 20 years, all 20 seasons with the same team. But when you would go and play in Green Bay, watch out. You would pack up the suitcase, throw out the clothes, and bring back Harmony Cheese. Is that a true story? Am I on point with that one?
Well, almost. You got it almost right. I did consider going and playing in a cold weather city where they had a humongous fan base that supported them all throughout the community, and I came really close to considering Green Bay. Unfortunately, I got to stay here in Southern California where the weather is always beautiful.
Yeah,
you know, Mike, that's the funny thing you mentioned that because he was getting wine and dine late in his career, and they wanted him at every team. He thought it was, well, it's pretty much time to wrap it up. He says, no, Atlanta Falcons wanted him. He goes down, this before we had free agency, and Jackie actually kind of created the free agency turn for most of these players because they wined and dined him. And then he came back to L.A. and he got what he wanted. So that was it. So
Jackie,
free agency works, doesn't it,
Jackie? Free agency definitely works.
Yeah. Jackie, Phillip Rivers is coming back. Vince, Phillip Rivers is coming back. Quarterback, there's a shot for you guys coming back.
Not me.
If I come back, I got to have Jackie up front. So with Dennis Herrera.
No. If you come back, you do not want me up front. Because you are liable to get broken in half real fast, Vince. Real fast.
I'm going to put my life against what you got in front, Jackie.
Just take some Harmony cheese, Jackie. You take Harmony cheese in your pockets and you throw it on the field, and the other guys on the other team will start picking it up and get in trouble with their coach, but they'll get some good cheese. All right, let's get into it here. Let's look at last week and start thinking about this week, because the Rams came back strong, 45-17 over the Cardinals. Vince, what did you see in that
game? Well, they look like the number one team, but I have some advice for Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Phoenix Cardinals. I just don't think Arizona's ship is going to make it. I think it's sinking, and the only way to right the ship is to swab the deck, Jackie, and make the captain swab and crew the walk the plank. I mean, they've got to get rid of
you
this deal.
Keep somebody,
I mean, it's
Vince.
Not working. It is not working. I would keep a few guys.
Since that first
Jacoby
drive.
Brissett. Yeah. You got to keep their tight end. McBride, you got to keep Kenneth Williams. Kenneth Campbell, Marvin Harrison Jr. I would keep Michael Wilson.
That's only like six guys, Vince.
That's
they
it.
They got 55 guys on that team.
I don't care.
They got a couple of pretty good offensive guards, Vince, that's doing a really good job for them.
Well, with the exception of maybe one or two other players.
You know, it's funny.
They got to change the house.
You know, it's funny you would say that, because for whatever reason, and we thought that Jonathan Gannon –
yeah,
a defensive-oriented guy. We thought that he was hired by Arizona in light of the fact that he had, you know, the 49ers. He's got the Rams. He's got now
he was a
Seattle.
Philadelphia, right?
He's got all of these teams in his conference that has to be defended. And, you know, we never really thought much about the offensive side of the ball. And this is where I think some of the problem is coming in, what they're doing on the offense. And, you know, football is glamorized by offensive personnel and offensive game plan, and they haven't been all that so sophisticated. So I think I understand what you're saying about swabbing the deck, because they certainly could use an infusion of some new talent and new schemes offensively.
Well, Jackie, you know, he's a defensive coordinator. The Rams rushed for 249 yards against them. And when the league now has come to the running game and the fruition of the running game.
Well, we said that. Remember?
We said we were
going to see a resurgence of the running game.
It's really the balance between pass and run. As wide open as the passing game is, you really need to have a consistent running game. But you saw that with the Rams, what they're doing. All the good teams that are vying for championship right now all can run the ball and
they
are all well-balanced. But when you have the ball and you know your opponent is going to run the ball, and they run for over 10 yards a carry.
That's demoralizing.
It is demoralizing. There's no reason to even think that this team should even be playing, because you need to stop. When you know they're going to run, you got
to
stop the run.
You got to be able to stop the run. And I think that's where the good teams, Vince,
they couldn't do it.
Are able to rear their heads during the tough times. I mean, when you think about Los Angeles, the Rams, if you're going to throw the football 50 times a game, they're going to hit you in the lips, because they got Jerry Verse, they got Brian Young, they got Kobe inside there, they got good pass rushes, they got Fisk. They got people that can rush the passer, and then they got people that can cover, play zone coverage, play man cover, whatever it is that Shula wants to do. So once you determine that you are going to show up and you are not going to run the football, you're going to throw it all day. You are, in my opinion, you're playing into the hands of whoever your adversary is, and that needs to change.
Well, you also have to do a great job scouting your opponent too, Jack. As we saw when they played Carolina, they did a great job scouting their opponent there. But now you've got the Detroit Lions coming to town, okay? And, you know, their team is looking at how they're going to beat the Rams. And if you see something – especially coverage-wise, a defender that's getting beat. I mean, you got to detect that. You're going to go after him.
You're going to get the Robert Bailey effect.
What is that?
You remember Robert Bailey? He was a little slot corner we had from the University of Miami, and he had a penchant for getting burned. He wasn't tall and rangy as that slot cover guy, just a little bit of snot in there. And I remember, like it was yesterday, we were down in New Orleans, and the quarterback – came up to the line of scrimmage, and he looked and he looked and he looked and he yelled and he looked, and then he found Robert Bailey where he was sitting, and he never looked anymore. And he had the ball snapped, and that's the first thing he did was went right after Robert Bailey, all the way down the field and scored a touchdown. So you can't show any flaws in your game at any particular position or area of defense. The good ones will take advantage of it every time.
Yep. Mike Bidwell is on the line right now. I think he's heading towards Houston right now for this weekend's game. I think. Who knows what I think he's. Oh, there. He's riding the ship for you there, Vince.
Oh boy, I'm telling you what.
Yeah, that's a good man. It's
they got to write that ship.
But Vince, Sean McVay, you know, you got to give it to him, man. When he first came here, and he had Todd Gurley. Remember Todd Gurley?
Oh, yeah.
And Todd Gurley spearheaded all of their offensive efforts all the way up until they got into the playoffs and down at the Super Bowl. You know, he was like operating on one knee. And Sean McVay looked at that situation, and shortly after that, Todd Gurley was gone from the Rams. But what has happened subsequently to that is Sean McVay has gone out and he's got him not one but two good running backs, about the same size.
Blake Corum and Kyron Williams.
Both of them are capable of inserting the ball in the line of scrimmage. He is not going to let that situation come up again where they can't run the ball.
And they're going to be up against another team that can run the ball too, with Jahmyr Gibbs. He's the only guy 20.
Oh, my goodness. 20, when you start looking at that guy's
stats. He's got 45 touchdowns in 3 years, Jack. He's tied with Barry Sanders.
It's unbelievable,
league
man.
History. It's watch this guy. He's unbelievable.
We're going to have to come back after the break and talk about it.
And there's nothing about it. We got to come back. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We'll be back. On Point Live. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live, and our website, onpointlive.net. HarmonyCheese.com. Order some up right away. Say CR and talk 10% off.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Christmas time, bring it up. Let's hear it for Jackie Slater playing his organ. Jackie sounded great, I'll tell you right now.
Thank Vince you Bergamo, very much.
On Point Live is in session here. Great Christmas music. We could just leave that music in the background all the way through the show. Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah, kind of wouldn't
pleasant.
It be great?
Yeah, it's in a nice. Great kind of mood, I'll tell you right now. Welcome back to the show. We got to take a look at some more games, though. We got the Lions finally turned things around here, guys. 44-20 over the Cowboys, who we thought were turning things around, but apparently they weren't. Jackie, we'll start with you here. What are your thoughts on this one?
This is the one thing that I think – it makes Jared Goff special, Vince, but it also gives any team an opportunity to be successful. When you run the football as easily as they have done it with whoever you're giving it to, these guys got two really good backs, just like the Rams, where their running game is not going to fail them at any point in time during this season because of the health of these two backs. But when you look at Detroit, man, their offensive line is special, especially their right tackle. He's a dominant football player. And their running back. Listen, Vince, over the last seven games, Lions' Jahmyr Gibbs, he has a game with 250-plus scrimmage yards, a game with 200-plus rushing yards, a game with 100-plus receiving yards, a game with 10-plus catches, a game with 14 yards of rush, three games with three touchdowns, and a 75-yard touchdown run. Vince, no other back has done that in his entire career, and this guy has accumulated these stats in 7 weeks. That tells you how special this guy is. And if the Rams know what's good for him, Chris Shula is going to spend his time making sure that this guy is somebody that they deal with.
He will have endless nights trying to prepare for a guy like that, Jack, because he's one of a kind. There's a special breed. There's a third
year
Jahmyr Gibbs, and he can do everything. They're going to find a way to get him on special teams too, Jack. He'll be returning punts and kickoffs for touchdowns.
Any way he touches the ball, he's going to be effective.
He's electric. He's something else, and he's reckoned. He's a serious weapon on their offense.
Vince, let me ask you this, okay. So far this season, in passing, most passing touchdowns this season, Matthew Stafford, 35. The next closest, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott with 26.
Right.
The Rams and Detroit Lions are squaring off this week. Let's put this one to rest and see who is the best quarterback when they go head-to-head. What do you think?
Well, you like to break it down to one game, Mike. I look at it the totality of what they mean to their team. But Jared Goff has been a great piece for them to build this Lions team and resurgence of the Detroit Lions. They were in the cellar for many years. But I think Dan Campbell has really balanced this attack on offense, and he's got the defense playing up to par. So they've put it all together, Mike. And when you have that balance, you can adjust your entire team. So now you have more confidence. And here's a coach that goes for it more than any coach in the NFL on fourth down. I sometimes I don't agree with his decision-making, but it's worked in a lot of cases. So, I mean, they have a certain mentality. They have a certain confident level of when they go to play an opponent, and they want to go out there and just beat you at the line of scrimmage. This is how they have most success. And they give the Rams a viable contest this week. I mean, it's not going to be the Cardinals
they're
playing.
This is perhaps their most formidable foe.
Yeah, this team and next week. So the next two games, I think, are going to decide how the Rams' fate, what happens the rest of this season, because they have Seattle next week. But
Right. Yeah,
this team, it's going to be a rematch, Jackie, of Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff.
Right.
I mean, both these guys have something to prove. I think Jared Goff, the way he left, on the terms he left, I think he has more at stake, but I think we'll see what happens this coming weekend.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and you just hit the nail on the head. There's a certain amount of I don't want to use the word vengeance, but there's a certain amount of bold determination that some key men in both these organizations right now have that they've got to prove to us, the nation, and to themselves and this opponent that they came out ahead in the Matt Stafford, Jared Goff trade. We're gonna time is only gonna tell this after we look back on it several years from now. But both of these teams are looking and have built around these two quarterbacks to give them a chance for each of these organizations to say, we made the right decision. We got the right guy. Time is only going to tell.
And both teams had decisive wins last week, Mike, which bodes well for the matchup this week. And Puka Nacua, don't forget, he had 167 yards receiving last week. He only needs a few yards to surpass, you know, Odell Beckham for the most in league history. So it's probably going to happen, I'm sure.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yeah. He only has to average 50 yards a game for the next four games.
He might do it in one game, Jackie.
He might do it in two games. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He is really unique. Yeah. Puka Nacua, for the fans that are watching the Rams, that are watching pro football, you look at Puka Nacua. He's almost as big as a tight end, much faster than all of them, and he's got great, great hands, Vince. They use him as a blocker in situations.
Great toughness, Jackie.
Great toughness. He's a gritty guy, competitor.
He's immune to any tough coverage that he's imposed against him.
And Lord forbid, if you put your biggest man-to-man guy on him, he's going to beat him every single time.
And he gets open quick. He doesn't wait. He doesn't jog down the field like Travis Kelce and, you know, that Patrick Mahomes keeps looking for, who am I going to throw to?
Right. And that ball, in his mind, that ball is his. In his mind, you can clearly see that he thinks the quarterback is not throwing picks. He's throwing it to him.
To him. It doesn't matter where it is.
He goes
he'll catch
to get it.
He
goes to
get it. I like those kind of receivers.
It's coming. That's good. Now, wasn't necessarily decisive, but it was a win. It was from the heartland of this country, the home of Harmony Cheese.
Yes.
And we had two rivals last week, the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. The Bears have been playing incredibly great football. The Packers trying to get things turned around, and they did, and they beat the Bears 28-21. Your thoughts on that, Vince?
Well, Ben Johnson, I have to put some of the blame on the coach. As good a coach as he is, now,
what did
Michael,
he say, Vince?
there was a quote, and he was on video,
Vince, is this
prior to this game.
Is it bulletin board material?
Oh, it is big time for the locker room.
Really?
He says, to be quite frank,
yes.
Okay, I've kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year with a smirk on his face and a smile. Do you don't think that went across the Packer locker room?
Them's fighting words.
For
right
Matt
there.
LaFleur? Oh, my God. They came out and they proved him wrong. I mean, they beat the Bears last week in a fist fight.
Mm-hmm.
They beat them.
It was a knockdown drag out. I'm telling you right now. It was fun.
Three
a fun
touchdowns.
Game to watch.
That's right.
It was
Jordan
a fun
Love
game
threw
to watch.
Three of them.
Yeah, he did throw three, Mike, and they were getting blitzed. And, you know, he stands in there good. He recognizes what to do with the ball, and he has good ball placement as a quarterback.
Right.
And Jackie and I
on
both
the deep
agree.
Pass,
he's,
too,
he's improving
the
each
deep
and every
pass.
Week.
He was throwing the deep pass.
Oh, yeah. Well, when he sees single coverage, he sees he's got the field. He's going to use that field and lead his receiver to open space. Off balance.
Jackie, this next game, I was hoping it'd be a little more decisive because it was a little closer than I thought. But this team has been looking great. I'm talking about the Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Going up against the Raiders. Raiders made it kind of close, 24-17, but Denver controlled the game through the time of possession for some long drives, too, on that. Vince,
Bo Nix, that young quarterback,
yes,
who's been brilliantly led and taught by Sean Payton. Vince and I are in 100% agreement on that.
Yes.
But Bo Nix it's really interesting to see a young quarterback not be consumed with throwing touchdowns, Vince. He's not consumed with throwing touchdowns. He is consumed with the theory that his coach has implanted in his brain that we want to have more plays than our offense, than our opponent.
Right.
We want to control the clock. So he was asked on an interview, he said, what was one of the things that you feel like you could have done a little bit different? And he said, after controlling the ball for over 20 minutes more than his opponent, he said, I would like to have had a few more long drives. I would like to have had a few more.
The whole game?
I would like to have had a few more long drives. This young man is starting to understand the importance of having control of the football when their opponent's offense is sitting on the bench. And that's how you win games in the National Football League.
Give credit to George Patton, the GM. Give credit to Sean Payton. Okay, for what they've done and imposed the will on this team, and they've gone out and accomplished everything. They've won 10 straight, have one of the best records in football along with the New England Patriots. I mean, They are doing it. And Bo Nix, a second-year quarterback out of Oregon, 81% of his passes, Jackie, 212 yards to 11 different receivers.
11 different guys.
For an average of 6.8 yards per catch. That's and ball the new control.
That's
the new heart, the new heartthrob of the NFL.
And 7 out of 12 third down.
It saps the energy of a defense. Oh, I can remember when,
and
when I
we're not
again.
Even talking about their defense, Jackie. Was yeah, like the number one defensive pass rush
and
in football.
Not only are they the number one defensive pass rush, but they have more guys on their defense that are in the top five relative to the Pro Bowl balloting as anybody in all of Pro Bowl.
They have 10 guys on their team. Half their team is up for Pro Bowl, Mike. What does that tell you?
They're playing great football.
That's how good they are.
They're very, very
Crenshaw,
good.
Bonito is in there, Allen. Yeah. You go to the list, you go right on down
Lufunga,
the list.
Lufunga, who the Prentice, secondary.
Cooper.
Offensive lineman.
And we haven't even talked about some of their offensive guys.
I know. Yeah. I know. They are really good football
team. To watch, I'm
and
telling
Peyton,
you.
They're scary.
They're scary. You know, okay, especially at home.
We talk about the people in New England being up for Coach of the Year, but Sean Payton – He's got to be in that top tier for Coach of the Year candidates.
Well, do you see the progression of the quarterback first year, second year? Some kinds guys hit a sophomore slump, Jackie, as we've seen. Mm-hmm, but this guy is still progressing. He's getting better and better. He's improving. He understands the game. He's well coached from his dad years growing up, but he stands in the pocket, motionless, looking downfield.
Right.
I mean, that's what it takes for a quarterback. Then he can run.
You got a good offensive line.
Good. You're listening to On Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. We got to take a quick break. Want to remind you that you can email us onpoint@crntalk.com. Onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget, order up some great holiday cheese from our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. HARMONY Cheese, CHEESE.com. On checkout, put down CRN Talk. 10% off your order. All the great cheeses are available there. Cheese trays and a lot more. HarmonyCheese.com sponsors On Point Live. We'll be back.
This year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get two free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5 amp hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Super Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/13/25. One card per household. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 13th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Playing the guitar in this one, I don't know if a lot of you know that. The legendary Vince Ferragamo eating the pumpkin pie for Brenda Lee. The one and only Jackie Slater. How was that pumpkin pie, or pumpkin as she likes to call it here, Jackie?
Well, I actually had sweet potato pie. Ooh,
sweet potato pie. That's
sweet
good.
Potato pie.
All right. Great tune. Love it. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Let's get back into it, guys. We got the season ends coming up here soon. And what do we got? Three more games left? Something like that?
Four games. Fourth quarter of the season, yeah.
All right. So, you know, I didn't listen. I should have listened. I knew it. Texans, Houston has got one of the best defenses in the league.
They went up the best.
Yeah, they go up against the Chiefs and trounce them 20-10. Vince Ferragamo, what went on here?
Well, you know what? I was a little confused on this one, too. I just didn't estimate that their defense would have that great of an impact against the Chiefs, but it surely did. Their pass rush was relentless. They got after Mahomes. He was running. He didn't have time to throw the ball in the pocket. They just weren't balanced enough. I like some of their employed formations to protect the quarterback. They took two tight ends back in the backfield the one time. I wish they would have used it more. They took care of Will Anderson on the right side on the pass rush, Jack, and it actually worked. But they just used it one time. I thought they might have used it more. I think it was a creative concept, and I love the creativity of Andy Reid. However, the Texans were just too much. I mean, their defense played great to get them back in the second half. They didn't score any points in the first half. The Chiefs didn't. They had to do everything in the second half. And then Andy Reid found himself, Jackie, having to go for it on fourth down on his own 30. That's unlike
what
he, that he doesn't like to do that. But as good as their defense played, he thought he had to pull something out of his hat to try to make a swing in his favor to go down.
They
needed something extra. And I didn't think Travis Kelce was really up to par in this game, and it's a shame.
Well,
it's,
you know,
age catching up to him.
Relative to Travis Kelce, I've always viewed him as a guy that was an outlet, that was running routes relative to relative to the defense that was being presented.
Correct.
To get open so that he could be a safety valve for the quarterback.
He still is.
And,
right.
And he still is
for his
girlfriend. Vince, he actually had an opportunity to make a big play in the game, hit him right in the hands, and he didn't snatch it and control it and break it in like we normally see him do. And the ball bounced around, and it was intercepted because two defenders were right there on him. But when I think about the Kansas City Chiefs, the thing that just jumps out at me was how they were dominated by the defense. Now this is the number one. Yeah. The Texans have the number one defense in all of pro football at this point in time. They can do everything. They can rush the pass and stop the run. They can play coverage. They can shut you down man to man. They can do it all. Mm-hmm. But the way that they came out and what they forced Andy Reid's offense to do with Patrick Mahomes at the helm. I mean, when have we seen Patrick Mahomes complete 19.8%, have a passer rating of 19.8% in a half of a game? We haven't seen that, Vince.
No.
We haven't seen that. And not only have we not seen that, but we have not seen an Andy Reid coached football team with an inability to rush the football for at least four yards a carry. They didn't do that very well. And they did not do a good job at the line of scrimmage blocking these guys. I thought Patrick Mahomes, I thought he just came unglued, Vince. He threw three interceptions. I mean, when have we seen that? Patrick Mahomes, usually, if he doesn't throw the ball to a receiver, he's throwing it away in an area where it's not gonna, the ball's not going to be at risk. So I don't know what's going on in Kansas City right now, but this is the first time in 9 years that we possibly won't be seeing them in the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
I mean, think about
that. You're seeing Travis Kelce running routes for Taylor Swift, picking up the groceries, got to get the laundry, a few things like that. There's some other things that he's got going on, Vince. What do you think about that?
Well, maybe it's just his mind is overly encumbered for some reason. I don't know. But
let me ask you guys a question seriously. Yes. When you have relationships in your life, when you're married or you're dating or whatever you're playing, does that get on your mind during the game? You think about that other special someone and it may take away a little something from the game. In the case of Travis Kelce, and he may not even know it, but it's happening.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I think you have to put everything in perspective, Mike, and I think you have to put at your foremost list of things you have to prepare for is your job and your commitment to the team.
Yeah.
And I think that has to be overwhelmingly, 100% of your focus. And so everything else in your life, yeah, that's
it's important.
It's important, but you have to, like I say, it's preparation, Jackie.
Right.
It's preparing yourself not only physically, mentally, sleep. Everything you do needs to get ready for the game.
You know, you asked me that question, and I learned a lot from a lot of veteran ball players during the time that I played, and I learned how sincerely in love they were and how important their relationships with their wives were. And those wives, they showed that they appreciated the love of their husband by allowing them to do the things that they needed to do. Now, for me, in my wildest imagination, I can't imagine Taylor Swift doing anything that would affect his preparation or his focus during the course of a week, because I'm sure she wants to see him do well, and Lord knows she's got enough going on in her own life not to be busying him too much with interrupting his football. So it's just a matter of him having the dogged determination to say, I'm playing football right now, this is what I have to do, regardless of any off-field stuff going on. They are depending on me to be the outlet for this quarterback, arguably the best quarterback we've seen in the last 25 years or so, and I've got to step up to the plate and do the job. And that's what it comes down to. It just comes down to focus, and there's no way you're going to tell me that Travis Kelce is not capable of turning that on, Vince, and being a focused player for the Kansas City
Chiefs. Well,
he
generally has been focused the whole time. He's a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, Jackie, except that there's a distraction. Something's distracting him, and I think age has a lot to do with it, Michael. You know, at his position, you know, at tight ends, I mean, they could play a number of years, but – I mean, he's in his, 15th season?
Yeah.
Well, there is a guy in his 20th season. We were just looking at him on the way in.
That's right. Hold on a second.
So he's got five more years to go. Yeah.
Andy Reid's on the phone. He
Lewis.
Says, Jackie, you're hired.
Yeah, right.
All right.
There you go.
Closer game.
Yes.
Bills 32, Bengals 28. I love watching Buffalo play at this time of year. If you don't have snow where you live, you just turn the heater up because you get freezing watching these guys go. That was closer than I thought it was going to be. But the Bengals quarterback's back again there, Joe Burrow. Vince, your thoughts on this game?
Boy, I tell you, Orchard Park in the snow. I mean, there's nobody better than Josh Allen. I mean, this team came from two touchdowns back. I mean, Joe Burrow has been, sensational.
Sensational.
10 out of 12 on third downs. I mean, he threw touchdowns. He's a competitor. He's prolific. He's accurate. He does, he's a quarterback.
He's a great quarterback.
But Josh Allen and this Buffalo Bills team is resilient. They came back from behind, Jack. That's the commitment.
The longest run
the
by
mindset.
A quarterback, Vince.
That's a mindset.
60-yard run by a quarterback.
He will do whatever it takes. I mean, he's big, strong, fast, got an arm that's she throws a rifle into a ball. He's starting to take on a little bit of a touch pass, too, which is making him extra special.
Cincinnati, when scoring at least 33 points, they're 4-7. The rest of the NFL, when scoring at least 33 points, they're 136-10-2.
Wow.
That tells you Burrows is pretty darn good. Huh?
Defense. Got to stop them at some point. Defense wins championships, Mike.
At some point in time, you got to say, hey, halt.
Yeah.
You go no further than
right
here.
Steelers 27, Ravens 22. What's with the Ravens, Jackie Slater?
Well, I still think it's Lamar. You know, I looked at some of that game, and I saw him, Vince, get in a squeeze and get sacked. In the past, I don't think he would have taken those sacks. I also saw him get in a squeeze and then come out of that, mm-hmm. but he didn't make the explosive plays that he was capable of doing. He'd come out of it, you know, just with his niftiness, but when he had to open up and run to really make it a big play, he never did that. And I can tell you from experience, you know, I pulled my hamstring and I didn't do nearly as much running as he is doing, didn't have nearly as much fast twitch muscle fiber as he displays to do what he does. And I know that he is concerned about that hamstring popping again. So, you know, it's still the problem. He's still a problem. And he still can be impactful from the pocket. But when protection breaks down, like it often does and has in the past with him, he just can't get out and make those big, big explosive plays that he made when he won those two MVPs in the league.
Credit Mike Tomlin for silencing the critics, Jackie, because there was a lot of talk about what's going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah,
they were chanting, fire Tomlin, fire Tomlin.
But that's not going to happen, Jackie, because he's that good. He got that team rolling. That defense was up to play. And then credit that defense. When they rush the quarterback, they're looking for the rush lanes for the quarterback. They collapse those rush lanes down.
They do
that on defense. They're a collapsing defense. They're suffocating. And they won. And then Aaron Rodgers had his best game. He's throwing at guys like Kenneth Gainwell, Jackie, who's a great running back. He's a great receiver out of the backfield. They understand that, and he's completing balls. DK Metcalf had a big day, Michael. So they got the ball. That's his best game. This is the time of the year that he steps up. Okay, so watch out. Watch out for the Steelers. We said that earlier.
A little bit of an upset here. Titans 31 against the Browns 29. Vince, what'd you think? Sanders seemed to do okay at quarterback. What was the problem here?
Well, you know, you got to like Shedeur Sanders, okay? I mean, that was his best game. He's only in his rookie season, okay? He's coming out. They should have won this game. There's no reason they should have lost this game to the Titans, especially the Titans. And, you know, when you look at his performance, there's something to like moving forward. Okay, this is somebody you can build on. I hope they recognize that and put players around him. They certainly have a defense. They can start winning some games.
Well, they've already come out and said that he's going to be the starting quarterback for the rest of the season. This, to put numbers to his good performance that you just said, he had 364 yards passing.
That's probably the most in the NFL last weekend.
It may have been. And he had three passing touchdowns. And, Vince, he ran for a touchdown. He ran for a touchdown. So, I mean, this is one of the best performances by a young quarterback in the National Football League that we've seen in a very, very long time. And the interesting thing about it is that Sanders was under pressure 63% of his dropbacks.
Check.
So if you as an organization and as a coach and as a team can't look and see this was very productive – this we need more often. This we need to grow with and go with. I think the head coach came out and
Jackie and Michael, he was the first quarterback in Browns history since 1950 to have thrown for 300 passing yards, three touchdowns, and rushed for a touchdown in a single game.
That's a rookie. Jaguars 36, Colts 19. That was an amazing game, Jackie.
Wow, yeah, it was an amazing game. And Trevor Lawrence, he never ceases to amaze me. He goes from somebody that I'm thinking, well, how is he managing to play to, you know, a guy that's hitting multiple long passes, making plays down the field.
Balance, you know, Jackie. Balance, run, pass, man. I'm telling you.
But all
Liam
of this.
Cohen's making a better quarterback.
All of this. In my opinion, success from the pocket with a quarterback like him starts with your ability to run the football and feature your offensive line a good back.
And
that's what's happening in Jacksonville right now. And all of a sudden, the quarterback is playing better.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, speed handicap, and get ready to find out what your experts think about these games coming up this weekend. Don't forget to get your Harmony Cheese. HarmonyCheese.com is the website. Don't forget to write down CRN Talk. When you leave the website, get 10% off your first order at HarmonyCheese.com. Send us your questions at OnPoint@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget to like our YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. We'll be back on Point Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Speed handicapping right now on the On Point Live Show with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater with Christmas music in the background. Raiders at the Philadelphia Eagles. Vince.
I got to go with the Eagles. Raiders have dropped 10 in a row or 11.
Jackie.
The Eagles are going to re.
I'm going Eagles. Corey.
Eagles all the way.
Corey, Chargers at Kansas City Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs.
I got the Chargers.
I have the Chiefs.
I got the Chargers.
Okay.
Cleveland Browns at Chicago Bears. Jackie.
I'm going with the Bears.
I'm with you.
I got the Bears. Bears all the way.
All right. We got Baltimore Ravens at Cincinnati Bengals. I got the Bengals.
I'm going with the Bengals as well.
I'm going with the Ravens, man. They got to win.
I'm going with the Ravens as well.
New York Jets at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Vince.
I'm going Jaguars.
Jaguars. For sure. Jaguars.
Yep, Corey. Jaguars.
Buffalo Bills at New England Patriots. Corey.
I got the Bills.
I got the Patriots.
I'm going with the Patriots at home.
I agree with Corey, man. No Stephon Diggs. I it's not going to matter. I got the Bills.
Arizona Cardinals at the Houston Texans. Jackie.
I'm going with the Texans. Number one defense in pro football.
I got the defense, too. Texans.
Corey. Texans as well.
Washington Commanders at the New York Giants. Corey.
I got the Giants.
Me too.
After the bye week, I got the Giants too.
The Washington Commanders do not even have a quarterback. You got to go with the Giants.
Indianapolis Colts at Seattle Seahawks. Jackie.
I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks. They just lost their quarterback in Indy.
Vince.
Well, I'm going with the Seahawks, even though they're going to get maybe the Philip Rivers back. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I got the Seahawks as well.
I'm going Seahawks.
Yes.
Carolina Panthers at the New Orleans Saints. Vince.
I got the running game in the Panthers.
Jackie.
I'm going with the Carolina Panthers and Taylor Moten. They're starting right tackle.
Yeah, I got the Panthers as well.
I'm going Saints.
Ooh.
Okay, Green Bay Packers at the Denver Broncos. I like the Broncos. Jackie.
I'm going with Garrett Bowles, their left tackle, and the Denver Broncos.
I have the home team Broncos.
I got the Broncos as well.
Tennessee Titans at San Francisco 49ers. Vince.
49ers.
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 Detroit Lions at the Rams. Jackie.
L.A. Rams. L.A. Rams.
I have to go for the upset. I'm going to go with the upset, Jackie. I'm going with the Lions.
You going with the Lions?
I have to.
You got to be kidding me.
I got the Rams.
I want to win.
Minnesota Vikings at the Dallas Cowboys. Corey.
I got the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I'm going to take Cowboys. I'm going to take Dak Prescott over McCarthy.
Miami Dolphins at the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going Pittsburgh.
Yep, two in a row, Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm going with Mike Tomlin.
Go, baby.
I got the Dolphins in upset.
Oh,
yeah, that's
Dolphins in an upset.
Got
Corey.
The right there. That's it. I'm telling you, don't forget to get the HarmonyCheese.com. 10% off your order if you say CRN. Don't forget, remember what we always say.
What do we say, Jackie? Stay on point.